So I have this fantasy about a hookup with a Gone Wild audio contributor that I've been looking around for quite some time. Let's just say I'm a big fan. So in this little fantasy of mine, my work sends me on a conference from New Zealand all the way to America, and it just happens to be in your city. So after I spend the day at this conference, I go out for a drink, and as I'm at the bar ordering, I notice this good-looking, suave, handsome dude with a killer smile and laughing eyes having a drink with a friend. And I order a gin and a tonic, and you turn and look at me, probably noticing that my accent doesn't really fit in around here. And you notice I'm alone, and you're kind and gentle and generous, and you offer for me to come over and have a drink with you. And we get to talking about all sorts of stuff. And because this is my fantasy, we recognize each other's voices from GWA, and you very graciously let me fangirl over you for a bit. And we talk about all things recording and GWA and Pillow Talk audio related. And the time flies by, and by this stage, we're more than a few drinks deep. And I can't but help keeping you talking such that I can hear that rich, deep, smooth like honey voice that's directed just towards me. And I tell you, I'm embarrassed, because when I record, all I've got is this shitty phone and this cheap mic, and you've got this like sophisticated kind of setup. Fanciest shit equipment to record with, and you get really excited and you invite me back to your place so I can check out your equipment with no like double entendre or pun intended. And like, there's no woman in her right mind that's had the pleasure of experiencing what you do and what you do so well with your audios. That would be, you know, just fully willing and consenting, that would turn you down. So we go, and you show me around back at your house, and you kind of show me all the different parts of your setup, and I over it, like I know what you're talking about, and I don't, but it's still very interesting, and your passion for it is contagious. And so you do something very unexpected and offer me to have a go. I'm recording something of my own, and I'm like, dude, I can't do that. This is like the altar of the smuttiest of imaginations and cock sounds. It's like sacrilegious. I'm not going to do that. So you pull up a chair for me to sit at, away from where you are, and you plant yourself in front of the mic and turn some knobs and flick some switches and look all important and stuff. And you asked if I wanted to hear you do something. And this I have absolutely no problems with. So you start your own recording, and the first words you say, they're like a lightning bolt straight to my pussy. And you notice me squirming in my chair, running my thumb across my lower lip. The more you talk, those dirty words come spilling out of your mouth. The more you notice my thighs clench and my breathing get faster. And I can hear you changing the way you talk, as though you're giving me directions. And kind of asking me, like, are you down for this? And I'm like, I'm so down. So as you talk, I slowly unbutton my shirt and slide it down my arms. I stand up and turn so I'm facing away from you, and look back over my shoulder and unzip my skirt, rotating my hips as it slides over my thighs and drops to the floor. And your cock is raging hard, and I lick my lips and bend at the waist, giving you a good look at the gap between my thighs and my already damp panties. And as I'm bent at the waist, my straight legs and ass poking out, there's a big curve on my back. And I hook my thumbs into my panties and slide them down my legs, giving you the perfect shot of my pink, glistening, hungry pussy. and you've stopped talking, and there is this lustful fire in your eyes, and I can feel the moment where you go, fuck it, and you growl and you stalk towards me and you manhandle me over to the bed, and I know, oh, fuck, I know I'm gonna get it, and it's so fucking hot. And you lie me face down on the bed and prop my ass up, and you whisper to me the whole time about how beautiful my pussy and asshole are, and you ask to worship my pussy, and I lean back and grab your head and back myself, practically sitting onto your face, and oh my god, Jesus, you weren't lying, fuck. Holy shit, you know how to eat pussy and ass. And what's really making me wet and moan so close to coming already is how much you seem to enjoy it. And I can feel you getting off on it. And you add one finger, it's fucking my wet cunt. And it feels so good. And then I beg you for another. Just fuck me with two fingers. And you do it. And you take those two fingers and you massage the front wall where my G-spot is. Oh, no, holy shit. Oh. 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 To come out of me. I'm all fucking. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh no, this shit. Oh fuck. Oh my god, it's covering your face. And you lean down. And you put your mouth on mine and you kiss me all tongues and no apologies. And I can taste my pussy all over your mouth. Holy shit. And you take that cock of yours and you position it just at my incredibly wet pussy opening, and on one smooth thrust. Oh, fuck, you enter me balls deep. And there is so much cock inside of me. Fuck, and you're fucking me hard, doggy style, ramming into me, just pounding. You take a handful of my hair and pull it so that I have no choice but to position myself so that we are both on our knees. Your cock is driving into me from behind and my back is against your chest. And you snake one hand around my clit and you start stroking. And one hand pulling and teasing my nipple so that I'm anchored to you. Just getting fucked hard. And your breathing is ragged and hitchy in my ear. And you're giving me all of these hot, wet, open mouth kisses along my neck. And the whole time you're fucking me, you are moaning and whispering to me, telling me how amazing my cunt feels wrapped around you. And how you like feeling my cunt just clench down on your cock and pulse around you. And how you want to eat your cum. And my cum out of my pussy. And your filthy mind is enough to tip me over the edge. And I gush all over your cock. And you can feel it dripping down your balls. Oh, fuck. And you gently guide me back onto all fours. And you take your cock out. And you just jerk it. You jerk it off until your cum shoots all over my wide open asshole. And we both collapse onto the bed in a sweaty, cummy mess. And I know you like a bit of a cuddle and some aftercare. But this wouldn't really be me if I didn't make it a little bit awkward. So I spring out of bed, and I gather up all my clothes. I flip my Ray-Bans down, shoot you some finger guns, and me and my cum-soaked ass just moonwalk out of there because... honestly, like, that was pretty quick, but I don't think it could get any better than that. Because, dude, you are a phenomenal lay. But you knew that already, eh? So I have this GWA hookup fantasy, and I think that they're getting better, it's safe to say. I'll see you around GWA. Okay, bye.